Terry Gant, owner of Third Course Comics, and he's going to come up and talk. Okay. One of the guys helping to keep Superman alive for all sorts of people. All
right. Thank you. I am a bit of a Superman mess here. Because I have comic book issues with issues, right? So, like, I don't... If this might be easier for me if I were talking about hair metal bands.
Trash metal from the 80s.
That later. But right, that's a different Nerdalogs thing, maybe. Yeah. So, all right, look, I'm going to go way back, all right? I did not all my life think Superman was the shit, right? I didn't. For me, I had a problem growing up. My parents lived in two different states. My mom lived in Texas. My dad lived here in Chicago. I grew up in Texas. My mom and dad hated each other. That's why they lived in two different states. And so, because my dad was full of shit and my mom was into conflict avoidance, what ended up happening was when I was sent to live with, I was put on a Delta airline by myself as a 6, 7, 8-year-old, right, to fly to Chicago or back to Houston, Texas. That had happened, and the thing that got me on the plane was comic books, right? So what you're about to kind of hear is the story of why I read comics and what got me into it, and Superman's involved, and here's how. In order to get me on the plane, I had to get a comic book or a group of comic books I could read, and to get me off the plane and to look for an adult who wouldn't put me in a van, comic books were also responsible, so I got comics to get on and comics to get off. And when I got the comics to get off, it's because I found my dad, and it took me where my dad was like, son, you're here, and let's go, and now I got you, and I'm going to be your dad. And then he dropped me off at my grandma's, right? So when I was at my grandma was like, oh my God, there's a tiny person here who seems to like to read these funny books that used to cost a nickel, but for some reason now they cost an entire quarter. What the shit, right? But there was a newsstand near her house that sold the same comic book that I got at the airport, but it was a different issue. So I got comics in Houston that seemed to have related comics in Chicago and related comics at the newsstand on the south side of Chicago. And while we're recording this right now, folks can't tell this, but man, brothers on the south side thug them some superheroes. Fucking superheroes, and mostly it was Marvel superheroes because it was like, you know, Captain America had a shield that was badass, and Spider-Man, they, brothers on the south side don't dig Spider-Man, I'm sorry, they don't. He cries a lot about his situation. Oh, I've got this job, and my boss is a dick, and I wish I had a girlfriend, and if only I can get paid, and oh my God, I'm gonna fight the Green Goblin, but I'm gonna take pictures of it so I look cool. Look, bro, we got it, Spider-Man. But I'm telling you that here's the deal. When I was a kid, what I didn't understand was a thing, was the comics that I gravitated most towards, because my parents had issues, was I gravitated more towards superheroes who reminded me of me, and that was that they were kids. And you, if we're recording this right now, you can't tell, and some people already know this is the case, but I have this tattoo, which is the most boss-ass comic book tattoo you're ever going to see. This is a Legion of Superheroes tattoo. And the Legion of Superheroes are a group of teenagers who hung out with Superboy when he wasn't Superman yet. The comic books I got when I was in Houston, Texas were Superboy and the Legion of Superheroes. So it was like Superboy would fly at like super speed to go into the future because the present was the 70s, so fuck the 70s. Like, get into the future and then like hang out with some dudes who were really cool, doing some cool shit. It was the 70s, right? I couldn't argue. I was like 8. I was like, well, what? Gas crisis? Fucking gas crisis. I want a spaceship. You know? So he would do that. He would go hang out with them dudes, and there's a bunch of other superpowered teenagers who were like, oh shit, Superman's here. And he's like us. Cool, right? And then when I got to Chicago, there were more Superboy and the Legion of Superheroes comics and the Avengers, but the Avengers were always like basically Captain America, Thor, Iron Man, and a bunch of dudes you never heard of and didn't want to hear about, all living in a gigantic mansion, right, with a butler, right? They had a butler and shit, but the Legion of Superheroes was like, fuck this, it's the future. Let's party and kick somebody's ass and be teenagers. And they did, and I was like, someday, I'm gonna be a futuristic fucking teenager and kick a whole lot of fucking ass, right? because they're doing that shit right now, and they were doing it. You know what I mean? And I got this on, and I became a fan of that back then. And it was later on that I realized that not only was that the coolest thing in the world was I got to read the stories of Superman while he was a teenager, making all kinds of teenagerish mistakes with Triplicate Girl, whose power was to become more than one girl who listened to him. As nerdy black kid from the South Side who had not a lot of people listen to my fucking issues about like music or anything. You know, like, I mean, I came here today from a potential D&D game kind of situation in a bar. A D&D game situation in the bar is not a crisis. I'm not saying that. But I've made the most of my situation over the years, but younger me really looked at that shit and was like, wait, chick who can turn into three chicks who's listening to Superboy is kind of like, that's not a bad situation to be in. Superman, go ahead, kid. Spider-Man, get on his level, right? So, that as I got older, I got into like, really, what is the deal with Superman? Now, I get that people always are like, you can't, he has no weaknesses. It's kryptonite and magic. Okay. Like, I mean, everybody's got a weakness to kryptonite and magic, I guess. I mean, whatever. Look, here's the thing. And I'm going to tell, this is the truth about heroes, right? Where they come from and what they're all about. Sherlock Holmes, Robin Hood, Fafford, the Grey Mouser, Einstein, like anybody. You know what we call those guys? Heroes of ours. You know what we don't call them? Superheroes. You know who we do call superheroes? Anyone that came after Superman. Why? Super's in his fucking neck, right? Superheroes now because of Superman, right? You don't get Captain America Man out of Time, like kind of whining about, oh my God, the skirts are so short here. You don't get Iron Man being like, if only there was a thing, like, I don't know, that doctors could do that could help a person's heart. If only we had a way. You don't get the Hulk who's like, oh my God, I'm so angry, shit, I'm gonna like knock a thing over, and this is tragic. You don't get Thor who's effectively saying, Dad, get out of my shit. Like, you don't get any of these things without Superman. You don't even get Batman, whose superpowers effectively have a great fucking credit rating. And you don't get any of this without Superman. You get none of it. You don't get a single slice. You don't get any of it at all. And people can say there are Plastic Mans and Green Arrows and there's like Black Canaries and there's Wonder Womans. This is all fantastic. Yes, you do. You have all these other things. And every single superhero out there, whether they might behind his back, where he can hear them, say that fucking Superman, they want to be in the same fucking Justice League with this dude every fucking day. Right? Now, I am not a fan of the most beautiful dude, the richest dude, the coolest ass guy. Fuck that dude. If you're a perfect fucking guy and there's nothing else about you that anybody can say or criticize or empathize with, you're not my guy, right? The thing with Superman, though, is Superman, with all of these great things going for him, and I've read comic books where this dude downloaded into his brain other powers. All right? That is that Final Crisis 3D Superman situation where he downloaded 4D vision so he can look between dimensions. All of this comes down to Superman himself. Whether you love him or hate him, Superman only wants one thing in the entire world. He wants to be you. That's all he ever wanted, right? That's what he's doing it for. Superman knows damn well he's not Peter Parker. He knows he's not Tony Stark. He knows he's not Bruce Wayne. He knows he ain't even fucking Diana Prince. He's not, he might want to be Prince. Prince. He just wants to be you, right? What he got from Jonathan Kent, what he got from Jor-El, what he gets from Batman, what he even gets from that fucking boring ass dude who goes to interesting places and meets interesting people, but himself is really boring Hal Jordan, is that he is alien, but you are human. We are human, right? We are the thing that makes that dude get up the next day and try to be Superman again. He does fail sometimes, right? When Batman fails, he buys a thing. Right? When Iron man fails, he kind of cracks a joke about it and points at Thor. Right? When Thor fails, he strikes the hammer into the ground and hobbles off like Dr. Don Blake. I'm going to work now. Right? When Superman fucking fails, what does he do? He goes back to work like your dad did, like my dad did, like your mom did, like my mom did, like you all do every day. That's what Superman does. Right? And be it kryptonite magic had to be invented because, oh my God, this dude was too fucking good for motherfuckers growing up in the 40s. We had to give him some alien space rocks so that you would kind of think, damn, what the shit? We might have done too good a job with this motherfucker. But that is where kryptonite and magic came from. They didn't give him a super car at that point in time. Or a super monkey, or a super cat, or a super... That all came with Supergirl, right? Like, there are a lot of things Superman didn't get to sell Superman because he didn't need those things. The story of Superman is your story, right? You sang songs, you guys. Y'all sang songs about dudes sitting here talking about, I can't be your Superman. When the girls that those songs were sung to would have probably said, I don't want you to be my Superman. I just want you to be you, right? Superman is up here. His job is to protect the world, to make it spin backwards if he has to, so that I can bitch at you tomorrow about the thing you didn't do right today, right? That is the thing Superman does for all of us, right? Superman is here to make us feel like, oh, I ain't gotta sweat that thing way above my damn head because he got that shit. I'm gonna handle my business down here. Superman makes you aspire to be better than you are today. Every other superhero out there, be you Batman, even Batman's fucking jealous. Why is he Tom, I'll tell you how Batman's jealous. You're wondering, right? Batman's so jealous, Batman has three different tool drawers with kryptonite in it in different shapes, just in case Superman gets a better credit rating himself. Right? That's how jealous Batman is. Everyone is hating on Superman. And like you just said, Metallica fan, the way that you said that shit about Superman and sort of like the situation with this dude, right, and you going to see the movies, right? You wanted a Superman movie you could believe in, and your problem with Superman Returns has to be you got your deadbeat dad Superman movie. That's because the producers of that movie had a midlife crisis, which Superman himself doesn't have. But they made a movie about Superman's midlife crisis. Right? How does Superman have a kid who's 5 fucking years old that he ain't never seen because he's been off in space? So he's instead gonna be a peeping Tom and look all in Lois Lane's window and shit while she's sleeping with Cyclops. That's not a thing. Right? That's not supposed to happen in a Superman movie. You know it, I know it, dogs know it. Everybody knows that ain't right. Right? Not supposed to be the thing. My love of Superman comes from I understand what he's about. Superman is about protecting the world because he wants to live in it like you live in it, and he can't, right? His actual weakness is he is from elsewhere, but he's for here, right? And that shit's killing him, right? So we live so that that dude lives, right? That's what Superman means to me. This is where I get up in Superman's shit because I get it. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like I get it at least. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't find myself selling a fuck ton of Superman comics because sometimes I'm talking to Philistines who wouldn't understand. Sometimes it's that way. Like, I get it. I know. I can't make them. I mean, sometimes I do make them buy it, but it ain't. There's laws against how I could make them buy it. Or trade rights or some shit. I don't know. Anyway. That's how I feel about Superman. It's what he means to me. It's what I think he should mean to you. It may not be worth $3 a month yet, but we can talk about that. I'm just saying, this is my Superman story.
Your store is 6236 North Broadway?
Yes, 6234 North Broadway. Oh. If you got the 6236,
you'll get that.
You would see the store.
Yeah. So. Third Coast Comics, 6234 North Broadway, you guys. Let's go.